When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Professor Rob Nadelson about Virgil, the Roman poet Virgil, born 70 BCE, died 19 BCE, a contemporary of the great civil war, fought between Caesar and Pompey, and then after Caesar's assassination, the civil war between Marcus Antony and others, leading to Mark Antony challenging Octavian, who becomes Augustus. All of that is in Virgil's lifetime, and he writes about it poetically. What I am amazed to learn from the professor is that Virgil's work, the Eclogues, the Georgics, and the Aeneid, were favorites to be quoted by the founders of the American Revolution. In letters, in Latin, commonplacely, sayings and phrases borrowed from Virgil or adapted from Virgil, paraphrased from Virgil, including on the dollar bill, two on the back, one on the front. Here's the professor to explain what a surprise this is. Much more of this tonight. Virgil the poet and the revolutionaries of the late 18th century, the USA.
Well, you're absolutely right that he did not follow the normal career of a Roman statesman. I mean, we think of Julius Caesar winning battles over the Gauls and Cicero winning battles in the Senate. That was not Virgil. Virgil got his fame from being a poet, and he got that fame during his lifetime. He became extremely popular in his lifetime. And you're right, it was part of the founder's education. In those days, if you had any hope of eventually being well-educated, you started studying Latin and the Latin and Greek classics about age 8. They were, along with the Bible, central pillars of the curriculum. And while the founders read other poets and studied statesmen as well, Virgil was one of their very favorites.